What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your preview of Chelsea versus Manchester City, the one where Chelsea host City before another international break. You suspects are here. We've got Tom, and Tobes is back after his heavy session on Tuesday, apparently. Was it, how was it with your mate?
Yeah, it was right. It was chilled. It wasn't too bad. I'm not in a bad way, put it that way. Nice.
2 days later, I hope not.
I don't know, they hit me harder now. I'm getting old.
How's the Tash is growing out as well, to be fair.
It's looking nice. Movember's going, well, it's all right. It's like a little bit of carpet on my face.
I think you should keep it. I think you can really rock it.
Maybe, yeah. I look a bit cultured.
1920s.
A cultured man.
He does look like a fighter pilot. He looks like he'll get in a plane for the battle.
I need to get one of those twisty ones.
Yeah.
I've got, if you want the beard, I'm going to
look like the Pringles man. Give it time. He's got cut.
Yeah, he's got cut.
Yeah, maybe I will. Dye maybe that's hair. What I'm going for.
Become the Pringles man.
Yeah. Go live in, a Nordic country and get a bit more pale. I'll be the full Pringles man.
To be fair.
I do like Pringles, so.
With that.
Where would you rank, actually? Yeah, on a serious note, now we're talking about Pringles. Let's get into the real thing. What would you rank? I reckon my top four, so Champions League qualification.
Four, okay. Champions League qualification. Four's a weird number to choose, but fine.
I don't know who'd win the title, but I've got prawn cocktails in there, Texas barbecues in there. Salt and vinegar's in there, because it's the most vinegary crisp on the planet.
The saltiest thing, Yeah. Have you ever had a salty one sideways, and then it fucks up both sides of your mouth? And when I eat Pringles, I'll have five or six.
I put seven and I'll wang them in, crunch sideways, into one ball of mush.
And then suddenly, when you've had them, because realistically, you're having at least half the thing, right? Because you can't have one.
Only half.
Probably the whole thing.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Then your mouth's just absolutely fucked on the sides. It's full on
That's the vinegariness of the salt and vinegar ones is enough to make your tongue bleed.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I love it.
We're sleeping on...
I was going to say
sour cream for me has got to be there.
It's between those two. It's a top four last day. Who's going to make fourth place?
Who's Spurs?
Do you know what's really nice? I like the sour cream ones.
Yeah, they're number one.
And I have them with hummus. It slaps.
Sour cream are number one for me. I also think, I'm not putting them in my top four, but I think original Pringles are very underrated.
Agreed. They're the best ready salt. Pringles are just
very underrated. I mean, they're full of shit that we shouldn't be eating.
They have that chemical that makes them addictive.
MSG,
in them.
Is it MSG?
Yeah, MSG. Madison Square Garden compound, I think.
I've got a fun fact for you about Pringles. I can actually fit my fun fact in. Did you know they've designed that tube for that very reason, to stop really fat people from eating too many?
Because they can't get your hand in.
Yeah,
they've
not anything that far ahead.
In my really fat fuck days at uni, I might have dabbled in things that made me a bit more hungry. And then I'd go to the shop and I'd get two tubes of Pringles.
And eat two.
Oh, I'd rinse the fuck out of them, mate. Yeah. And then I'd order Domino's in a bit as well.
That is.
Yeah, no.
How do you look like that and I look like this?
Because I stopped and I started running and moving. That's why.
But I do all that stuff and it doesn't work.
In my old days, yeah. I used to rinse them.
Speaking of, I loved them. I had my first boxing session this week. My aunt's. No, actually, it was just no sparring this week.
Boom!
You still got knocked out in the spar?
No, we didn't.
You got a glass jaw?
We didn't do sparring. I can tell you for a fact, I've been told I do not have a glass jaw. So
I'll test that out later.
Yeah. Because if your jaw clicks like that, which people can now hear on the mic, that means you don't have a glass jaw, allegedly, according to my boxing coach.
I did a boxing fight,
you know? Yeah, you did. Wasn't the geezer 7 foot tall?
Yeah, because I started when I was really fat. That was when I stopped stuffing Pringles down my face. Started moving a bit.
So you're in the wrong weight category.
I was in. They did the weigh-ins before we did anything, and they didn't do another weigh-in. So I got matched up with someone. He was a rugby player. He was 6 foot 1. So yeah, first round, I was gone.
Oh.
You guys come to my fight.
It was good fun.
Can't have my fight. They said they want to aim for a year from now. I'll be having my first fight. That's the aim is apparently. According to my coach.
I don't think I'd do any of the misfit stuff unless the bag was big.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do it unless there was a serious bag or it was someone I really didn't like, and then I'd do it for free because then I could just smack him.
Maybe he might smack you.
Well, I've got to catch me first, mate.
Anyway.
What are your top four Pringles?
Sour cream's number one for me. I love them.
Green.
I would have Texas barbecue number two.
Nice. Yeah.
I would then probably have salt and vinegar.
Nice.
I had a phase when I was on my year abroad in Spain where I had them. I go to the beach with just a tub of them and just eat them all.
They taste better abroad as well.
Yeah, they do. And then go for a swim. And then
it's like lemon Fanta.
And then you get the salt and then you get more salt in the sea and it felt like I hadn't even eaten them. It's great.
Felt like you're swimming in Pringles.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to do that. And then four, I said I wasn't going to put Origin in there, but I might put Origin in there. Mm. I do really like
it. I don't
mind
it. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I see salt and vinegar is too salt and vinegary for me. I can't do it. So I go for my sour cream is my number one, paprika, Texas barbecue. And then number four was up for grabs. I think I need one that's really going to leap out at me.
Sorry, I have some Pringles flashbacks. I'll mention it in a sec. Yeah, go on. What's
your
fourth?
I don't know.
No, so when I was in Miami, they did pizza flavored Pringles.
I've had them before.
And they are unbelievable. They're a white tub.
Yep,
oh my God.
I've had them before. I've yet to find a bad Pringle.
Can I just say, boys, you're talking about those pizza ones. You know they're downstairs at the grocery store.
Yeah, they do them in Europe. So they
really
do.
So there are some. Yeah, I had them and I remember being like, these are unbelievable. And Pizza Pockets, they're also in Miami. They were
I can't do Pizza Pockets.
They're unbelievable.
Anyway, what's your fourth? And then you can do yours, and then we can actually talk about Chelsea.
I haven't got a fourth.
Oh, who cares about that? Yeah. We've got Pringles on the mind.
I haven't actually got a fourth. Yeah, I'll come back to you next week. Yeah, but
next
week? Like, ready salted, I'm like, meh. And then salt and vinegar is too much.
You haven't even got Texas barbecue in there.
Yeah, I'd number three.
Okay, fair enough.
But what? Prawn cocktail?
Yeah,
they're good.
They do prawn cocktail.
Yeah,
right?
They're pink.
Nice
they're
as
pink.
Well.
They bang.
Yeah, I like prawn cocktail crisps, so we'll shove them in there.
Do you know what? An underrated as well. There's a different edition. It's like a spicy edition. They're a black tub.
Yep.
And the sweet chili. Oh,
that's it. That's my number four. They're downstairs as well.
Cheese and onion are also quite good, but no one ever chooses them because you go for the sour cream. But they're also quite good.
You go for sour cream over cheese and onion.
You do,
they?
But they weren't in my top four. But I'm saying
Pringles. If you
want
to sponsor us, oh my God.
I actually have a friend who works in the market.
Pringles here.
So I will ask.
That would be amazing.
I will do that.
If we could just eat Pringles on the pod, just ASMR Pringle mukbang.
Crunch, crunch. Sorry, I didn't hear that because you were eating Pringle.
Like eight at a time.
Just proving, and then my mouth at the end of it, and I can't talk.
We should do like the Chubby Bunny challenge, but instead of the Chubby Bunny, you should do Pringles. So you get the most Pringles
in
your mouth.
Make sure we all learn the Heimlich maneuver before we do that.
Mm. Oh, you mean I'm first aid.
I reckon don't. Same. Adds to the fun of it.
Yeah.
And then you've got a clickbait title. You've got your Pringle challenge gone wrong.
You could do one of those ridiculous football ones. Football thumbnails.
Yeah.
It's like worst things ever to happen in football. It's like Ronaldo with a gun to his head.
It's us with Pringles and then a plane. Like,
even with that, you can't even say, don't put dead edition, go full TikTok and just put unalive edition and see what comes up.
Yeah, you don't want to get flagged.
It's all about the monetization, isn't it?
Anyway, should we talk about Chelsea?
We shall do. I think we should. Because this is Toes' episode. He's got the robot, which means
London
clicks. Hopefully, we can talk about that.
I've rinsed him enough. I've rinsed the poor fella enough.
We're gonna see. I mean, we've got this. I'm gonna go. Here we go again after a shock, apparently resounding win over Spurs in the weirdest game of football since Villa beat Liverpool 7-2. Villa beat Liverpool 7-2? What was that? Oh, that was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Lockdown.
Oh God,
it was actually very similar. They also Liverpool played the ridiculously high line and refused to change it. So. They just kept playing the ball through and Watkins kept running.
There was a silly amount of reflecting.
That was the weird
well,
weekend when Leicester beat City 5-1 or 5-2. And
it was a 6-1 Spurs United. Because I remember that happened and you thought, wow, what a game. And then Villa United, Liverpool's on afterwards.
Yeah, that was ridiculous because that was the point of lockdown where I wasn't working or doing anything. So I just watched every game of football. Oh, and I remember sitting there like, this is the best thing ever.
It was a beautiful time when it was, not that lockdown was the best time, obviously. Yeah.
I had a great time.
RIP to many. But I had a good time watching the football. So when they had the schedule where every game was not on at the same time.
Before they started doing that stupid.
And it was just non-stop
question though, when football came back, obviously I think, who was your Bundesliga team?
Dortmund.
You got Dortmund.
Yeah, I bought a shirt.
When that first game came back, Haaland was
Dortmund,
scoring
Schalke,
Dortmund. 4-0. I remember that. I tuned in for a bit and I went, hang on a bit. I watched that game and I went, I'm not watching the fucking fight.
I did the same. I actually watched
UFC was what I was watching a lot because they just kept going.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember.
I watched Dortmund Schalke and thought, that's enough of that. I'll wait till the Prem's back.
Yeah, me too.
And just played FIFA.
Haaland scored like two and I was like, oh.
Yeah, and I remember watching and thinking Rafael Guerrero was like one of the best players I've ever seen. And then it was against, like, I think they might have got relegated that year. Schalke
they were relegated.
Right down the bottom.
They were right down there. I had Munch and Gladbach as my team. Like, I did the whole.
One of my mates,
Munch on Dad's sack.
One of my mates, they had a group chat with 18 of them.
Uh-huh.
So they did a the rotator wheel things. They got given a club, and then they had to buy a shirt for that club.
Oh, imagine getting like
Freiburg
or something.
He got Mainz. The shirt's quite nice, but it's a shit team. Nice.
Yeah, I wanted to get a Munch and Gladbach shirt. Then I saw who the kit sponsor was and thought, yeah, I'm not going to fit into that. So I just gave up. I think at that point it was like Kappa or like something like that. And I'm a big boy, but in Kappa, I'm like a 5XL, and I just know I'm not that fat. But, it is what it is. I'll get that down to my 4XL after this boxing starts. So we'll get into there.
Let's do it.
But anyway, other bits. Poch versus Pep. And we all know what's happened with that. Obviously, Sterling, VAR, Spurs getting to the final.
Having a great thumbnail, Pep on his knees.
Oh, unbelievable thumbnail.
It drinking his water when he's stressed. He loves it.
But it's another big game where apparently none of us are confident. So
I said I think.
In fairness, there isn't a team on the planet that can go into playing City and being confident.
No.
There isn't one. They are the best team in the world, so there is naturally going to be some pessimism to everyone going into that game. Yep. So I don't think this isn't a Chelsea-specific problem.
With that, though, right, they're the best team in the world. Haaland had an unbelievable season last year. The Ballon d'Or is obviously incredibly...
That was absolutely ridiculous. Screwed up. I'm still annoyed about
it. Do you think?
Yeah. He played well for a month and fucked off to America.
No, he still had like a good season. He still had a good season at PSG.
What did they win? I honestly, I know it's not...
I'm not taking the piss. In terms of just watching him, even now when you're watching him in MLS, that's still the best player in the world. Like, there's no one really...
I'm sorry. Haaland broke
record,
won the treble.
No, but when you watch it... Okay, was he City's best player last season?
Yes.
Was he City's best goal scorer? Yes. Was Rodri better than him that season? I thought Rodri was better than him. As a player, as like, what did he bring to that team? Haaland brought an incredible amount of goals. City have always scored goals.
Yeah, so Rodri kind of, he makes him tick. To be fair,
well, no, the biggest thing with City is actually none of the players. It's that bald fella. Like,
well, it's the system he's built.
Yeah,
and
but he changes it. In like February, they were doing shit and we're all sat there going,
John Stones suddenly
going to win the league. And he goes, no, I put John Stones
in
midfield.
John will become midfielder. If he cannot play.
Bye-bye Cancelo. And you're like, yeah. He was a good player for them.
He was
class. He's just gone. Like, it's him. He's at the crux of what they do.
John cannot play.
Haaland's incredible, obviously. But
I can't
watch Haaland think that's the best player in the world.
he's I know you think that, but I just can't get... Obviously, because I know you do it sarcastically, the clips that you do about you fucking robot, and then someone's going to hear this and think you're being deadly serious.
No, he is the bollocks. Like, he's one of the best goal scorers there's ever been. But for me, it's like... I saw this comparison. I thought it was really accurate. So it's like Mbappe and Haaland at the moment when you watch those two players. No. It's Henri Van Nistelrooy. And I think that sums it up far more. Van Nistelrooy is more Haaland, where it's like, Van Nistelrooy scored loads of goals. But as a kid, like growing up watching them, you didn't think he was better than Henri.
No.
But he might outscore him.
Silky, innit?
Yeah. Whereas like there are some players that just got a bit more to their game. Not that Haaland's limited by just goals. Like people do underplay that. But at the same time, there are games where you don't really see him if they don't create anything. Yeah. Like, it does happen.
It's like last week, fucking fantasy, when he screwed me. And in the Premier League. Spoilers, where he just
I don't know. I thought that was a bit of a
fair enough. I can understand it just because like when you smash that many records part of a treble winning team,
it was always going to happen because they won the World Cup. That was always going to be the case. Yeah. But to win it by that much,
it's the best player of all time wins the World Cup that year. Like let him sail off in the sunset with the last one.
Haaland will win. He'll win at least.
Exactly. Like,
but like it's the season he had. I don't know. I think it makes a bit of a fuss.
Did you see the obviously the rankings? It's really funny. Sort of those certain countries just voted for weird people. Like Portugal just like refused to go out of it. They did Bernardo Silva.
They went Bernardo Silva, but then they put Messi. I was like, oh, you didn't even go full Ronaldo. You just were like, no. And to be fair, Bernardo Silva, he's unreal. He doesn't get spoken about enough considering.
That's the difference. The Argentinians had five Argentinians, and then the Norwegian had Haaland, but then he had Messi too. So Messi still got 4 points, whereas Haaland got none from Argentina because they had like Messi, Alvarez, who literally won everything. So he should be pretty high up there. And I can't remember who I saw. I think they had Emi Martinez fourth.
So I still love Emi Martinez.
And someone else, I can't remember who it was.
It made me laugh, actually. I think I saw France's were... They didn't have Messi top. And you're like, okay, that's fair enough. Bit of spite. Got wound up by losing to them in the final. But then they had Haaland ahead of Mbappe. So I was like, oh, you're not that keen on Kylian.
He pissed off a lot of people, didn't he? Kylian Mbappe last year. But anyway, enough about the Ballon d'Or. It's redundant. No one cares about it. It's pointless. And we've all agreed that by the sound of things. Let's get straight into it.
Stats time.
Statistics by Tom Morris.
Hello, guys.
Oh, God, he's black. Blue, bleep, blue Peter.
He's stat shagger.
Yeah. I do love stats.
That's better than Statman Dave, though. We're going to call him Stat Shagger Tom.
I love stats, and I love an Excel spreadsheet.
He does. That's
two things about me.
Do you know what I love? Did you notice this in the Premier League predictions? Like when Tom was on holiday, he went through and colour coded everything. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Oh, you must have mistaken me for someone that reads that.
You don't read your predictions.
Absolutely not.
It took me half an hour.
I send them across to Tom
and
then via
I put
WhatsApp.
Yeah, but that makes me happy.
And magically they become colour coded.
Then I get to put
it
in
Excel via Tom.
Then I
but,
get
but
it
I
in.
Do not. Look
I get
at
to
them,
do it. Right?
I don't look it's at people. Great. I don't look and copy other people's predictions. I do not do that.
Gross allegation.
Neither do I. You know, I'm just a football genius.
Yeah, well, he's stuttering then. He's stuttering.
Anyway, I'll run through the stats. This week, I've not done a guess the team because I didn't want to.
Champions League 11. Can we name that?
I thought that was too boring. And so I was going to do... And then I decided I just didn't want
to
do it.
You should ask, fuck that.
Yeah. The team that lost 1-0 to them this season, we should have been undefeated when Anelka dived.
Well, that would be a good one if you want to do it, but then I'd have to find it.
No, I can't be bothered, Karen.
There we go. That's the effort of the echo. stats. So the last time we beat Manchester City was in 1903. I'm joking, it wasn't. It was
the 29th of May, 2021.
There you go, Champions League final. And that is also, coincidentally, the last time we scored against them. Mm-hmm. We lost. Each of our last four Premier League games, we lost only 1-0, but kind of in most of them from memory got dominated. Not at the Bridge last year, we did all right in that game.
Silva scored, and Chukwuemeka played well.
Yeah, and then
Potter was forced to take Aubameyang and Sterling off, kids. I remember.
Yeah, and he brought on Amari Hutchinson, who was very out of his depth. But anyway, we played them 175 times, 171, draw 39, lost 65. We're still ahead.
They've made up the ground quite a bit.
Well, they've won a lot. When I was looking at it, it's a lot of red in the past sort of 7 years, which is a bit depressing. But there's that little sort of 6 week period where there's under Tuchel, where we won all three in all three comps. And I'm like, yeah, that was a good time.
That was a great week.
But yeah, we first played them in 1907 and we drew 2-2. Now onto the modern stats. For the second week in a row, we're playing top of the league. As City went top following a 6-1 win over Bournemouth, with Spurs slipping to second after losing their heads against the mighty Chelsea.
They didn't lose, guys. They won 4-1. They won for effort.
They won the moral game, though.
They lost hamstrings, they lost heads, they lost the game.
A bit like England in the Ashes. They had the moral victory, despite losing 4-1. Fuck off. City now have the most goals for, 28. The highest goal difference, 20. And the fewest goals conceded, 8. Great. So if the recent record against them wasn't imposing enough, well, that fucking is. We're 12 points behind them in 10th, 17 goals, 12 against, and a goal difference of 5. But the fact that we scored 4 the other day and Haaland went off early and didn't score means we're winning the Haaland race this year.
That's great. The fact that we lost that last year is so sad.
No, we didn't. We won it last year.
We won it last year. Yeah. Just.
I was covering it. We just about won.
And for those of you that don't know the Haaland race, that is one player, Erling Haaland, against the entirety of the Chelsea squad. And we have to do it because he scores so many goals and we don't score enough. And that's this week's round of stats. Sponsored by me, Tom.
Pringles.
Soon to be sponsored by Pringles, but currently sponsored by a man who eats a lot of Pringles.
Oh, mate, my expected Pringles would be so
expected
high.
Expected Pringles.
XP.
Yeah.
I think that's now going to be called Stat Shagger. That has to be what it's called
Fine.
Now.
I'll happily write that
I'm
next
very
week.
Happy with that, name title.
Very happy with that. But yeah.
Anything you want to add on your Haaland stats? Anything you want to enlighten us with?
He hasn't scored against Chelsea specifically yet. Despite us having Graham Potter last season for 4 games versus the robot, he didn't bag once.
I do remember the game at the Bridge in January.
He
was marked very well and they couldn't get any. And then De Bruyne got the ball once. And I've seen him score that goal against Chelsea before.
It was the ball went across from Grealish and Kepa went... He sort of did that slide he likes to do
Grealish
where he pretends to go get the ball and then doesn't. And Mahrez tapped it home.
What's that? The De Bruyne one must be from a while ago.
De Bruyne you're thinking of is actually Tuchel's second season at City when we had Malang Sarr playing and Lukaku missed 2 sitters.
I saw that came up on my feed today. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, it was the Grealish at the back post.
It was another screamer. I've used quotation marks there for the non-viewers, aka everyone else who's not in this room.
For the audio listeners... Yeah. Anyway, that's the stats. We're playing City. They're good. We don't know what we are at the moment.
We're a growing entity.
We'll find out.
We're an embryo.
We're an embryo, just like the Echo. So if you want to see an embryo grow, then keep following the Echo and keep following the Chelsea.
Imagine your hobby being watching embryos.
Isn't that what people who have a kid and go to get baby scans do exactly as
but someone else's kid, like a random embryo.
Is that technically not what
is that not kind
do,
of paedophilia?
Whoever does the scans.
You call them midwives paedophiles.
They're kind of like even worse than that. They're
pre,
the kid's not even
pre,
born.
Pre-paedophiles.
Yeah.
Predophiles,
exactly.
Nice. Anyway. Fucking hell, tangent galore. These are weird tangents as
Sorry,
well.
Sorry, Pringles and paedophiles. It's like, it's just...
We need another P.
They roll off the PR, yeah. We're not doing ourselves any good PR talking about them, but...
Pringles, paedophile, anyway, it's going to be tough, isn't it? I can't find another word PR there. It'll come to us.
It's pretty tough.
go. Pringles, pre-defiles and pretty tough. No?
Fair enough. Come back to
that. That makes it sound like it's someone who shags young Pringles.
Yep.
What, potatoes?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess those are young Pringles.
It's like, yeah.
Or old Pringles, technically. Because they've been...
It's not an endless cycle.
No, but they were a potato, now they're a Pringle. They're like a retired potato.
So when the
potato.
Pringle was young, it was a potato.
Oh, I see, I get what you mean.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we're not talking about Irish people, in case anyone gets offended.
No one thought that until he said it, and now they're all thinking it.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe you were thinking it.
Clearly he was.
Mm. Irish potatoes, that's the thing, isn't it? Anyway, it is going to be tough. Obviously, City are currently the best team in Europe, and have so many different weapons at their disposal. The way that they went
off.
That's
meant to say Man United.
I was going to say the script.
That's because Spurs in my mind is meant to be Man United. The way they just took Man United apart like they were children and they were like men was ominous.
Yeah. To be fair, how many games could you have said that about Man United? The
thing is, even if that's the case, I'm still worried about playing them.
What, they have a good record against us.
United,
it's
I'm
always
worried.
A draw, isn't it?
Nil-nil.
That's what I mean. When you say good record, it's always a draw.
Yeah, but like, in that time, we
oh no, we should
good,
be should be
terrible.
Beating them in some of them. Yeah,
always
yeah.
draw. But
I do agree.
But yeah, obviously the way they set United apart, based on this script, by the way, Toes as well. Apparently, Tom fancies Haaland. Says he's fit. So.
Well, he is fit, as in he is physically fit. He's not injured as he.
Oh, because he came
half-time.
Off for 1 point on fantasy. Didn't
yeah.
he?
Well,
or two points. Two points for everyone. Actually,
I captained him.
Pep said he was. Yeah. Pep said he was injured. So
we played against. He played against young boys. He scored a screamer actually.
Yeah,
a good pen.
Did the Drogba.
Yeah, he hopefully won't be doing that this weekend. Bernardo Silva obviously doing well. Jeremy Doku, a player which apparently could have signed for Chelsea, but was talked out of it by Romelu Lukaku, allegedly.
Fine, we got a better one from over there.
Yeah, exactly. He's apparently terrifying, and if he doesn't play, it's going to be Jack Grealish, which is even more terrifying. Like,
yeah, he's going to go down the left. He's going to turn around. He's going to pass it backwards. Fucking hell! Yeah. How are we going to deal with that?
I mean, Tobes, as a man with big calves,
mm-hmm.
like how would you how would you deal with, you know, so you're a winger with big calves and you've got curtains, so you are literally Jack Grealish but from South East
but with
England.
A brain,
yeah, with a brain as well and an incredible moustache. how would you obviously deal with that situation?
I'd rather they play Grealish than Doky.
I agree.
Doky's far more direct. He runs at players. He has shots. Like Grealish at Villa was far more fun to watch. Like at City, it's all about ball tension, winning fouls. Like I said, the amount of times you'll see him kind of run down the line, turn around, pass backwards. You know, he's good at retaining the possession, and that's what Pep's football is about to an extent. But he, there's more goal threat in Doku.
Mm.
Doku terrifies me.
Yeah, but he's also on Reece James' side, and there's not
for half an hour until he gets injured.
Well, no.
Well, to be fair,
he's good against Spurs, and he was solid. I don't know. I look at it with Reece, and I think I've seen you up against Leao and Mbappe, which are far bigger.
Yeah,
than
in terms of
players.
A player,
not
yeah,
Mbappe,
fine,
didn't he?
Yeah.
He's. I think Reece as well. He turned down England duty because he wants to stay fit.
Because he fucking loves the chills.
Yeah, and that.
Probably
and
sick of being on the bloody physio's table as well.
It's really funny. Gareth Southgate's squad is just again.
I don't want to talk about
the
it.
The man.
I don't care about it either.
Well, I don't. Until the Euros this summer, I don't care.
Do you know what's going to happen in that international break? We're going to do some amazing content which people are going to enjoy, and that is going to be much better than watching England, so watch out for that. But other than that, obviously, as we said, solid in defence with those statistics, solid going forward, and just as we're going to put forward a bit more, this is a massive, massive challenge. Listen, how do you go about it? If you are Mauricio Pochettino, you've just gone to Tottenham, 1-4-1, and then you've got Manchester City next. How do you deal with that? What's going through your head as the coach to go to this team?
Play.
Just enjoy it.
Play our games, none to lose.
I'd say play similar to how you played in terms of Arsenal and Spurs after
and
10
Liverpool.
Minutes in terms of being tense. Exactly the Liverpool as well. Being tense. Don't be mugs and just fly forward and sit on the halfway line to defend. Do defend deep. You're playing Man City. Have some respect for the opposition.
Exactly.
Because the only way you're going to win that is you nick the first goal. First goal's key in games like that.
Mm.
And, you know, well, maybe we can press it and win it a bit high, but just don't be mugs. Yeah. Don't get smashed.
Yeah. The midfield.
We don't like losing 4-1 at home. That's embarrassing.
Mm. Midfield, nice. Midfield worried me a bit. last week. I won't lie. That first 20 minutes, I was just watching us, and they're just, where is the midfield?
Carving,
and then suddenly, not just because they lost two men, but our midfield took control of that game, and then, you know.
Connor is another player. I just think he's been so underrated and so undervalued at the minute still.
Yeah, I actually thought Caicedo had probably his best game after that 15-minute spell on Spurs.
Oh, no, initially, like,
I agree. But they, once they got a foothold in the game, that's when they all started losing their heads anyway. Like, we had goals ruled out before those red cards. I mean, he scored a... We had someone shoot from outside the box and actually score.
I was screaming at him, no, not you, not you. Yes, you, you. And it was offside by Nico Jackson's arse hair. But, yeah.
It's I think the beauty of Caicedo in that game towards the end of it was, look, I get people going to talk about the fact we played 150 million from all the time.
I don't care. Yeah, he's a good player.
It doesn't matter. But what I liked was he knew he was doing his job because he almost wasn't as noticeable. It's the fact that a good defence midfielder.
That's what Kante was a bit like for the first few years.
But it's like what Rodri's like as well. Rodri, he pops up at the odd moment with a banger, but most of the time he keeps him ticking and Busquets. He just does his job really well.
The best ones, Busquets is like.
You don't see the game.
Yeah, well, obviously. Whereas Jorginho, you would notice him.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, oh, who's that slow fucker? Oh, right.
Who's that running through mud?
Oh, it's Michael Oliver. Oh, no, that's Jorginho.
No, he's blitzing past,
Do you remember, was that time, was it Michael Oliver actually ran past?
I don't know who the referee was.
He just went past
some
him.
Like, we probably should mention the referee for something.
Yeah, to be fair, I want to talk
about
that.
Do you know what, I'm more worried, we're playing the best team in the world, I'm more concerned about that than
they've got 12 men.
It's no. They got 13.
Well, yeah. Who's upstairs? Your favorite?
Jared fucking Gilles. Yeah. I don't know. We'll call him Gilles.
The worst the man can get.
He's no. Nice. Gillette's just not bad, but Gillette's pretty good. That's the shout firm I use in the shop.
I think it was a play on.
I know, but just for sponsorship purposes.
He's ruining it.
I use Gillette.
Use Gillette. Do you?
Yes. Well, not currently. I've been lazy.
Yeah, I was going to say. Hair's good, though. It's growing out nice.
My
like
back's
it.
Starting to annoy me. It's starting to, like, bunch up.
Yeah, mate. That's what you got to go through that bit. That's the tough
like
bit.
A dinner lady.
Yeah. That's what they call me. That's what they call me.
Going for the dinner.
The dinner lady look. Not the London look, Rimmel. The dinner lady look.
Get the Doris look.
It's just me.
With just the turkey twist around thing. Yeah.
Slapping shit on
Jamie Oliver trying to punch you.
Get the pizza? Dinner lady. No. With a random hairnet stew? On. Stew? Yeah. Cabbage. Fucking eat that.
Oh, one of those, the angel cake. You know, the little sprinkles. Yeah. White icing sprinkles. Oh, that cake with a bit of custard.
Did you do the Fridays where you had like fish and chips and that was every Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, fish and chips. And you go up for seconds. They'd be like, we've already served you. Like, no, you haven't.
I never did so much.
Come on, everyone's had theirs already.
Yeah.
Everyone used to look at me weirdly at school because I'd have this massive plate and no matter what it was, I'd always cover it with cheese.
Really?
Oh, we're having curry today. Yeah, fuck it.
I kind of get that. It's like curry, chili con carnes at school. It's like, yeah, fair enough.
I'd literally put cheese on anything.
Really?
Love cheese.
Cheese
and
on
your... If I see it, I have to have it. If I see a bowl of grated cheese, I have to have some. Which is a problem when I go to a supermarket and there's a cheese aisle and I have to be like, no.
I've got some bread mozzarella in the fridge. You want to have it for the rest of the pod, mate?
No, I'm. If I don't see it, I'm all right. If you open the fridge, I have to have it.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to my fridge.
I have some at home and I will be having it. I don't even know what I'm having for dinner.
You can have cheese on it regardless.
Have you ever eaten just a bag of cheese?
I've never eaten a bag of cheese, but I did once, and this is a story I regularly get the piss taken out of from both my uni mates and my schoolmates that I told the story to. Once came out from a night out in first year at uni and I didn't have any food in the fridge, but the one thing I did have was a wedge of Parmesan. And so I just got it out and munched it.
That's mad, because that's a strong cheese.
Yeah, I also did that with a brie once, but apparently that's less weird.
I think my worst budget meal in the uni days was in the fuck. Me and a friend came back from a night out and we didn't really, there wasn't anything to have, and we had salad cream toasties.
I've had that before. It's actually salad cream toasties.
It was a real budget uni meal.
Salad cream, mate, ham and a sandwich.
Mayo. It was, yeah. It did the job though.
It's weird because I love mayo, I love tartar sauce, but salad cream can...
Salad cream, cheese, ham, sorted. And I've just, for everyone listens, I've got the grated mozzarella.
He lied, and the Parmesan. It's not mozzarella, it's cheddar.
Oh, is that cheddar? Yeah. I thought it was mozzarella.
Great, you fucking cheddar, mate.
I've been lied to.
But
he's got my Parmesan, which I was going to have. I bought tortellini earlier today. Went to Camisa's in Soho with Dad. Sorted, I'm going to have that for me dinner. Tortellini and brodo.
I'll see.
Okay. Anyway, irrespective, we're off on a tangent once again.
Cheesy tangents.
That's what we do. Cheesy tangents. See what Tom does.
Jorginho got the Italian, theme going.
He started. My hands started coming out. Anyway, with that, play our game. We've got to be bold going forward. And the one worry I've got is if we have a chance, are we going to take it? Because we're going to need to, based on these statistics.
We've got a bit of old club syndrome in Sterling and Palmer, which I like. I don't know. I always think old players, whenever they've played for Chelsea, seem to bag against us.
Yeah. Unlike Arsenal last year, when the old players fell asleep.
Yeah, agreed. Luckily, this season, Havertz was asleep.
Have you seen that the Arsenal fans are still trying to do the whole campaign of he's going to come good? My friend, I saw.
Yeah, they're only in stage three at the moment.
We did that for 3 years. Like, it's boring. Just wait till you get to sort of. I mean, I've said this so many times, I don't need to say it again.
No. It's really funny. I've had what saw one person say, when he finds his feet up front, he's going to be really dangerous. I'm like, thumbs up, mate. Have fun with that. Enjoy it.
Yeah, the least prolific striker of all time. He'd make bloody. Who's an. I don't know.
Ali Dia.
I was trying to think of a Chelsea one. I was going to say Torres, but
Claudio Pizarro.
Kesman. I reckon Kesman's more prolific than Kai Havertz.
Yeah, someone who is prolific, though, that City are going to have their hands full trying to stop is Nico Jackson.
Yep.
Hat-trick.
Fresh from the greatest hat-trick
of all time.
No one will ever score better than that, and you can't tell me otherwise.
Is it mad that I'm looking at Nico Jackson, despite scoring a hat-trick, and I'm going, I still would not start him against City? Is that insane?
I get what you mean in terms of I don't mind playing the team that played against Arsenal, which is kind of what we wanted against Spurs. At this point,
I have a problem with that.
I'm kind of like, the guy did score a hat-trick. Confidence is going to be as high as it kind of possibly can be. Yeah. He did a Sue.
That was embarrassing. I'm sorry.
I love that.
He did that. I was like, no.
We just took the piss again at 3-point lane and he's doing a Sue.
I hated it initially because I was still annoyed at how we played. And then thinking back on it,
when you look at how much
that would rile them.
Yeah. Like, imagine watching that. You're like, we're top of the league. We're finally good. And then you're watching Nico Jackson score one of the worst hatches you've ever seen and just do a fucking Sue. Just to be like, look at this dump. We come there every year and win.
My hands are sweaty. So.
I was going to say,
knees
Tom,
weak, arms
I thought... Tom's got out his hand sanitizer,
yeah, the cheddar hand sanitizer on his sweat
and then
already.
Eat it in my cheese. I don't want. I'd rather have the sweat because now my cheese is going to taste like hand sanitizer. Yeah, I was going to say you're actually going to sit here and eat cheese, mid pod. I didn't actually think you'd do it.
Also, he said it's going to go, so it doesn't. He's the only one's going to touch it.
That's true. That's right.
He'll rinse through the cheese. He'll eat a whole clump.
You
of
are going to eat all my cheese. I've got some crusty parmesan in the back of the fridge if you want it as well, mate. But yeah, I mean, I think, we'll have to see what happens. Nico Jackson, I get it, but I'm a bit like, eh.
If I'm honest, all these big games in terms of how we've had Liverpool, Arsenal and Spurs, we've won one. We should have won the other two. I think Poch has earned our trust to just sort of...
Yeah, I will say one thing, though.
What are you on about? Maybe Cucurella, because Cucurella is quite good.
I would start Cucurella. I would play him at left-back for the foreseeable future.
Do that.
Yep.
Happy to be proven
you
wrong.
You never, ever thought I would say it. But I said the whole time, even when I said at one point, I do regret saying it, I don't like the bloke, because there's another person I just didn't like. I was playing football. And his hair annoys me. It still does, even when he's playing well. Mm. He is... For
You're
the past,
growing your hair out as well, though, mate.
Yeah, but not like that.
He's going to become Cucurella.
For the past...
In like a year, we're doing a pub with Tom, and he's got a big fucking...
And there'll be a before and after, before me angry. There'll be a thumbnail, me angry with Cucurella, and there'll be a photo of us, like... but yeah, he's been good. He was good. Like, he was the only one against Spurs who was like, oh, yeah, they're playing a stupidly high line. Let's just run from deep.
Yeah. And he made that same run against Brentford. Yeah. I know he missed a chance that time. Like, he missed a chance this
both
time.
Both times, he then got to the final third and panicked. But he is a left back. That's fine. Agreed. I don't mind that. But I would definitely play him at the moment. I'd never, ever thought I would say that. He still scares me in our third.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to do something stupid. But I'll...
He's gradually earning trust.
Yeah, and I don't like Colwell at left back. I just don't.
He doesn't. I feel like we're forcing that. That's something where I'm a bit like.
Okay, I actually didn't think he was bad. It was so much. It was more a case of
he
showed his age in terms of getting involved in their silly rubbish. Yeah. Trying to get
but I just think again, like I didn't think either Silver or De Sassi were very good.
No, so I could play. You could play Colwell.
So I would get rid of one of them. And I think against City, you play Silver because you need the experience.
Colwell and Silver wouldn't be bad.
And then obviously right back will be Reece. And then hopefully if Gusta comes on this time, he won't give away a stupid foul. But I would not. The one player I'm worried about again is Mudryk, because that cameo against Spurs, I genuinely struggled to give him even a zero, even a one.
I thought that, and when I rewatched though, I was like, he did look awful. And we were aware he wasn't fully fit anyway,
which I'm sure is
and
why.
And he has looked good in the previous games. He has looked good rather in the previous games. But also, to be fair, towards the end, as he was warming into it, he set Jackson up for his fourth brilliantly.
Yeah, Jackson
put it.
That is the one thing he did do, yeah.
We did show our naivety in that game because there were certain things where when they had that high line, we were always looking to go needed to relax and just...
It was an immature performance, but they got the job done.
Three-point lane, wee!
See. But anyway, with that being said, Your fingers still stink of sanitizer. Keep your hands off my cheddar.
Cheese test.
Yeah, do a cheese test.
It's keeping
you from germs.
Don't worry, these aren't covered in hand sanitizer. I just went to the toilet and didn't wash my hands.
That's what you'd rather have.
It's spilling cheese on my floor. How is it? It's cheese, standard grated cheddar from Amazon.
Cheese.
For the audio listeners, it tastes like cheese.
That's fair enough. Great. I've got Cathedral City in there as well. Pilgrim's Choice, got a little bit left as well. I'm a man of culture when it comes to my cheddars. But yeah, with that, obviously we talked about the kind of the 11 we want to see roughly. I'm guessing we want to see that Spurs side pretty much. Or minus, maybe not Jackson. Palmer down the middle, Mudrick on the left, Cucurella.
I want what Poch wants. I just think he's earned it now.
I do like that faith.
Like, we can't complain in big games. In the other games, it's like, okay, yeah, you need to work on training them how to break low blocks, but in these big games, weirdly, the one we won in Spurs, the 15 minutes was first 15 minutes was awful. But other than that, in all three games, he's got it right.
I can't believe you two just sat here eating cheese.
Well, yes,
for the audio
listeners, it's late. It's late. We haven't eaten. It's like on some cheese.
It's good. Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Obviously, two wins in a row. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
Well, we've had it.
And we've had it as well.
Blackburn.
Also, we're 5 wins in 7. And we drew to Arsenal and we lost to Brentford in between that. And the draw to Arsenal, we should have won. So we're actually on a bit of a run that no one's really noticing.
Yeah, it's funny that. It's almost like no one wants to talk about how good Chelsea have been.
We haven't been good enough to talk about, I'd say.
Oh, I mean, you're getting the job done, mate. That's all that matters to me. I mean, we're in the top half of the table, which is a big statement for Chelsea right now.
Hooray!
But let's just go through it. Let's echo thoughts. Start out of the way. So let's go. Can you stop spilling cheese on my table, please? Just like, wow, this is like.
You did get the cheese out. No one asked for this.
No, I mean, it's
you did. You brought the
once
cheese.
Once it's there, I'm not going to not eat it. It's
like, I'm going to move the Parmesan away from.
No, I'm not touching that. That's precious.
For the
audio listeners, you got some ASMR cheese eating from me there.
I mean, to be fair, I'm just going to may as well get.
That's usually behind a paywall, but. It's near Christmas. I'm feeling generous.
With that, I'm going to do echo thoughts.
That was like a cartoon eating.
That was horrible. I apologise.
I've never heard anyone eat something and say nom.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's like Homer Simpson or Barney.
Yeah. Echo thoughts.
Thoughts.
Jeez. swiftly on, lads, your favourite win against Man City. And let's make this interesting.
You can't use Champions League.
Can't use Champions League final.
Oh, no, mine. It's easy then.
Go on.
The 3-1 away.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was just the fact that we did them three times on the counter attack and Costa made Otamendi look like Otamendi.
And that was when Chalobah just like can I?
Yeah, when Aguero went for Aguero. His another dive.
They went down to 9 at the end, didn't they?
Yeah, Fernandinho. He got a bit kinky with Cesc.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
yeah. So Cesc that was very fun. And the fact that it was Pep, and I know it was his first season, but he was like the greatest manager ever. And he came over and Conte went ooh.
Yeah, that's why I remember. I was friends with a City fan at uni. And he was like rubbing it in and said, we're going to win the league. We're going to be unbelievable. You guys are this. You guys are that. Blah, 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 blah.
And he was right, but not that season.
I watched it with him after he'd been giving it all week. And I did my usual, kept quiet. Let's see what happens. As soon as that third goal went in, I was right in his face. I was like, have that.
Three times for me, two times everyone else.
It was beautiful. Beautiful. That is also my favourite. I was also there when we lost 6-0, which probably is my least favourite game.
That brings me to mine. In a way, no.
Yeah, I like that one. No, that was great.
Not so much that. Well, it did get Sarri kind of booting out the door, but the 3-1 probably is my favourite outside of Porto. But as a kid, I was at the game when we beat them 6-0 before City was this City.
Yeah.
Before they changed the badge.
Yeah, and that was my first bet win, I think. Well, not that I could put on a bet at that time. My dad was like, do you want to, you can put a quid on someone to score. And I said, Essien to score first.
And he did.
And then Lampard had that outside the foot pass, the Drogba. We beat him 6-0. It was a really nice, it was a really good day out.
Times were good.
Yeah. Back when we were the bollocks.
We were, and now they were, are very much the bollocks.
We'll have to see. Yeah, I think that's fair.
They lost 8-1 that season to Borough as well.
Was it that season?
Yeah. Same season, yeah. Know your roots. Know your roots.
Yeah.
They got bought, didn't they? Was it that year?
Rubinho was the following summer.
Was Sven the manager for that season?
He was. Yeah. He was indeed.
Sven, Goran Eriksson.
It was the Alano, Benjani, Stephen Island. Martin Petrov. It was that era.
Did you see the thing of Stephen Island saying he never had a problem with Frank Lampard and Stephen Gerrard?
Yeah, he was playing in that very game where Frank stuck outside the foot past to Drogba, so
just ran it through him. It was absolutely nuts.
Oh well, I'm sure he had a nice time at Stoke.
Stephen. I mean that team. Yeah, what Stephen Ireland and Boyan in the same team? I still can't believe happened at Stoke. But irrespective, we move on with another international break on the horizon.
Hey,
gentlemen, how are we going to use international break? I feel like we've got some stuff that we need to talk about in that time, but at the same time. We can have a nice little break.
You're going away, aren't you? Or are you not anymore?
Not, but potentially. It's not been decided yet. If I do, my goddaughter just had her birthday, so I might go out and see them.
In Spain?
No, Polska.
Oh,
Head back over to Polska. But I'll be probably going to do that because I feel like it's kind of something I have to do. Either that or I will go to Valencia.
Valencia.
And have a great time, but I haven't decided yet. Either that or I just put my feet up.
All good options.
I'm not going to be watching any international football and all that rubbish.
Nope.
Stick on a film?
Many films. I've actually, this week I bought the new Spider-Man game. I've been rinsing that. Swinging through New York every night and it's absolutely incredible. And Venom is in it. For any of you little nerds, I grew up, I love the comics. I like the symbiotes. So I like Venom and all that kind of stuff.
New pods out on Saturday,
isn't it? I've got to the stage where you can play as Venom, which is fucking awesome.
You can play as Venom? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And all the suits, they've got the old suits. They have the Spider-Man 3 suit, you know, when Tobey Maguire went to the black suit and it had that really good music. So I've actually been like playing that in my ears while I swing through New York I'm 26 of years old, I should add. Just in case you guys didn't think, he's come out as a grown man.
He's come out of a coffee shop and done the little dance that Tobey Maguire did.
I'm literally doing that, yeah. I'm basically doing that every time I play. It feels like I'm doing that. It's a really good story-based game.
I can't wait for Tobes to come in when we do the pod next week. And he's just got the hair over the eye. He's dressed all in black. He's going to walk in. He's going to jump off the balcony and try and swing. It's just not going to work out for him.
RIP. Takes one, like, good catch and start testing it out. Have you seen the CCTV of that? Some geezer, and it was a delivery driver or something in a pizza shop, and it was like a pile of pizzas on like 10. One fell off and he caught it, and then he just goes.
Did you know, actually, this is an interesting fact for you guys and for the listeners. In the first Spider-Man, in Tobey Maguire's a scene where, you might remember it, where he catches a load of stuff on his train.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
They had to do multiple takes.
They had to do hundreds and hundreds of takes until he got it right. But the fact that he even got it right ever is nuts in itself, to be honest.
Yeah.
What a boy. What a name as well. Spells it wrong, but...
Yeah, I was going to say. Tobey.
Yeah, I don't know why he puts an E in it.
It's the Americans.
Maguire.
He was the last... I hadn't seen him in a film for ages. I watched Babylon.
Babylon, yeah. He was good enough.
I need to see Babylon.
He was creepy.
Yeah,
he was in... We've seen the most recent Spider-Man as well.
Oh, spoilers? Fucking hell.
It was out about 3 years
ago. I'm taking the piss. It was because at the time it was big, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a class film as well.
It was a really good film.
It's good nostalgia.
I had a little cry at the end. It was fun. When Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, caught... what's her name? Zoe?
Emma Stone, it was Zendaya.
Zendaya, that's it. He caught Zendaya and had a little
Tom
cry.
Holland's
I was like,
girlfriend.
He did it! Mm. Yeah, it's Tom Holland's girlfriend.
It is, and Tom Holland's a spud. So he wouldn't have enjoyed Monday. Anyway, back to the football.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm so professional. Transition. That was incredible.
Transition. I don't know about that. From going on about Spider-Man games.
Exactly.
And then.
No, but I took it back.
You did the full circle.
I swung back round like Spider-Man does.
Spider-Man.
Even nice.
Anyway, after that, international break. We're going to be watching Spider-Man by the sound of things.
Are we playing Spider-Man?
I can't wait for that to come up in the group chat. Just a voice note of Tobes going, so I did this mission.
I'll just send you a video of me swinging through New York. And you'll be like, well, I need this game now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a PlayStation, so I won't be able to get it. I'm an Xbox boy.
I'm sure it's on that as well.
No, it's not.
That's the one reason I was debating getting one.
It's almost worth just selling an Xbox 4 just to play Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I'm playing Mafia 3 at the minute. I'm redoing that.
Exactly.
Great game. But, you know,
Spider-Man.
In Spider-Man, can you swing through the city, or in my case, drive, listening to some absolute bangers from the 60s? I've been listening to Rolling Stones.
We're living
all
in
week.
2023. I have a phone. I can just listen to whatever I want.
My way of listening to music is not through whichever video game I play.
And just being like, oh, I don't mind this one. This is an okay song.
I'm going to put GTA on now and drive to listen to the radio on there.
I'm not going to lie. Pop FM's. Oh, speaking of GTA, I know it's another tangent.
Yep.
There's going to be an announcement next month. Yep. I feel like that's
about time, lads.
It's. Can you imagine, right? In the space of a week, we've had GTA do an announcement. Frank Ocean's releasing music the first time in 7 years. And there was something else that's happened.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
But it's like, it's that, all of that.
And I don't care.
No, not really.
Anyway, Newcastle's after the international break, so we'll definitely have a check with the Magpie channel before that. Obviously, talking about that. But
Jonas Gutierrez, he was also Spider-Man.
What?
That was their song.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Because he wore the mask a couple of times. It was Gutierrez from Buenos Aires. He's Spider-Man. It was something like that. Trust me, Gutierrez was Spider-Man and he fought cancer off, so he is a real hero. But anyway.
He is. But yeah, we'll have to see what else with that. But anyway, City, you want to hear our predictions, make sure you listen to Premier League spoilers. Last week we had a bit of a mare.
Last week it wasn't spoilers, it was predictions.
No. And it went very, very wrong.
Tobes gained 1 point last though. So that's a small win for him.
I'm climbing.
Are you closing the gap now? Doesn't mean you're only 3 points behind me now, aren't you?
Might be less.
You're the man with the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I can get it up.
Have a look. But that's while Tom does that, we'll sign off quickly. I hope you've enjoyed this. I think this has been the most tangency episode because we've just come to realisation we are going to lose City. So that was Pringles, Spider-Man.
I said, let Poch do his thing and do it with the same intensity that they did against all those big teams, and they could walk away with a draw. Could walk away with a win.
Could do.
Maybe Taylor went down to the championship and he had an epiphany.
He was still shit.
Like the Simpsons with the massive...
Thank you, big boob lady!
Yeah, maybe he's had like a bit of an epiphany and he's like, I've screwed these lot so many times.
Mm. Or maybe there's been so much in the press about it and on Twitter and he's gone, right, this week.
I need to really nice them.
Pro-Chelsea.
Who's Who's going to focus on Anthony Taylor this week? Because I feel like...
Who's going to be the least angry and the most rational?
Don't worry. Anthony Taylor will make sure you're focusing on Anthony Taylor. We do not...
Who's going to be the least... I feel like you'll be too angry. I'll probably... Maybe you do it.
You do Anthony Taylor
the most rational. I'll get too angry. You'll be too angry.
Oh, you think I'm rational, not angry?
Maybe I'll do it.
No. We're all angry, but me and Tom will definitely be the ones who lose our shit.
I hate him.
Oh, I'm on pitch side for this weekend, actually, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
You're on pitch side?
Yeah.
Flex!
Flex.
Love that.
That could be a terrible game to be
flex. I know, mate. I was on there for sick last year when when we lost that 1-0. It was like,
oh, well, enjoy that.
Well, I'll try, yeah.
Send it off. We'll see what
happens. Say hi to Tom Garrett from me.
I don't know if Tom's on.
Break his arm again.
Break his arm. Jesus.
Anyway, this has been a Highway 61 production. Hope you've enjoyed this extremely tangency podcast. It's been fantastic. Obviously, follow us on all our socials. We'll be posting more on there soon. Engage with us, as Tom says in these notes. Engage with the echo. Obviously, make sure you talk
love
to
the
us.
Echo.
It's the way that, you know, me and Tobes right now. We obviously do our tweets saying, check it out. I liked how the very first voice note review.
I saw the best interaction I had on terms of Twitter promoting our pod was actually I just put some stupid meme from TikTok.
Which because there was the one I remember.
I think I put like Skibbity, you're so phantom tax.
It was something like that. I remember when
I put sticking out your gat for the Rizzler. And it actually did quite well. I was like, well, I hope people listened on the back of that awful promotion. But
my favorite one was he did the wrong promotion when we were talking about the pizzas in New York. It was a wrong episode. It was the episode after with that. But then you did cheap Chinese over pizza or something. And
that got people cooking.
He had like 70 comments underneath the people just going, no, you're wrong. This is this. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I said low key Greek food
slaps
better than Italian food because it's.
I'm not commenting. We went through that for about half an hour. It was a long episode. But yeah, engage with the echo. Make the new hashtag.
Engage with the echo. Eat cheese.
Eat cheese. Tell us what your favourite. I tell you what. To know you've listened on the Twitter, right? Underneath the episode when we release it, put your favourite cheese, and then Tom will do a ranking of them for you. He'll do one of those.
And I'll give you suggestions
videos
if I don't approve of the cheese you've chosen.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to judge you really harsh.
And it has to be the brand as well. So if you pick a cheddar, can't just say cheddar. You have to pick a cheddar.
I would love it. I would love it. I think I deserve it.
If you pick a cheddar, they'll be serious.
Baby Bell cheese string.
Oh, God. Well, I do love those
cheeses. I'm a fake cheese man, personally.
But if you say cheddar, then you're going to get some feedback from me.
I mean, I think cheddar's there. Brie's. Nice bit of mozzarella.
Rob Lachon.
Who's that? Who's he play for?
He's a good player for Toulouse, I believe.
Yeah. It's a lovely cheese. Rob Lachon is a lovely cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, tell your pals, tell your family that Chelsea are coming back from the bottom of the league. We're in the top half, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that the spoilers are going to be coming out tomorrow morning as well. So you get that on Saturday and other bits and bobs as well. But this has been the Chelsea Echo. Tom's been here eating cheese, as is Tobes. And I'm going to join them now. So take care of yourself, guys. We'll see you later.
Up the cheese.
Up the Pringles.